Shall we stand and bow our heads for prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love to each one of us and for being with us during this school year. Thank you for answered prayers and for helping us see evidence of your love to each of us. As we come here tonight for this graduation, please give our speaker the words that will draw us all closer to you, and may it help us live each day for others. Guide Dana as she graduates from 8th grade. May she continue to always put you first in her life. As this summer vacation begins, please keep us safe and help us follow the plans you have for each of our lives. We ask all these things in your name. Amen. You may be seated.
Good evening, friends and family. I was 11 years old when I first came to Three Angels as a fifth grader in the year of 2014. I came here because my parents wanted me to have a Christian education. What I liked here is doing school programs like Christian Education Sabbaths and visiting people in nursing homes, because doing these programs has helped me to learn that I don't have to be an adult to minister. My aim is to carry the light. Carrying God's light is when God's love is in a person's heart. When the love of God is in the heart, it will shine out to others through our attitude, words, and actions. It means being a witness to others and living for Jesus. Like Christ's disciples, they spread out and brought light to people in darkness by sharing Jesus' love. I have committed my life to carry the light and to live each day in the light of God's presence. The Bible text that highlights the aim and motto is Psalms 37:3-5, New Living Translation. Trust in the Lord and do well. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. I want to thank the people who helped, encouraged, and supported me. First of all, to my parents. Thank you for supporting me and sending me to school where I can have a Christian education. My teacher, thank you for helping me greatly and being patient. My friends, thank you for the encouragements and helping me with many things. And last, and my biggest thank you to our Father in heaven, simply for everyone and everything.
Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him and he will help you. Psalms 37:3-5. This evening, I would like to introduce Ms. Tamara Shook, who, with her family, is currently serving in many capacities at Kibidula, a mission station in Tanzania, Africa. She will be sharing a report on the education program there.
Good evening. I see some familiar faces out there. Habari za jioni? Nzuri sana. Tumefurahi kuwepo hapa. We're very happy to be here again at Three Angels Church. What a privilege it is to be part of this special day for Dana and this school. In English, now that I'm bilingual, you know, often we say we're so very proud. But I think a better word would be we're very pleased. I think all of you as faculty, as church members, and as parents can be very, very pleased with what God is doing here. It just encourages my heart so much to see these young people coming up with a true education. They're not just schooled. They present themselves in such a lovely way where you can be extremely pleased, and I believe the Lord is very pleased. As I've already been introduced, this is Tamara Shook. My family, Doug and Joshua, are also here. Doug is over here, Joshua's there. And tomorrow we will be giving a mission presentation here at this church. We will be giving a mission report. All three of us will be presenting. We'll be showing pictures of animals and different things that we see in Africa, but most importantly, telling what God is doing. The mission report is called, what is it called? Glory to God. To God be the glory. Thank you. To God be the glory. And because everything that we report, He's the only one that can receive credit. And truly, is the only one that can receive credit for what I am seeing here today. And each one of you children, you can have a special joy in your heart for what the Lord is doing in your lives. And I want to appreciate everyone for all their efforts, because it is an effort. It is a struggle. It is a mission of prayer and dedication and financial dedication to have a school, to educate your children, whether it is at home or in a school. But I see such a difference in our children than the children who do not have the same opportunity. But watching the program here, seeing the program when we were here earlier this week, my heart was very touched. At Kibbe Doula, we are also very involved in education. And we're not just interested in schooling. We're not just interested in education. We're interested in true education. And I know you are also dedicated to that. I believe all of you know Joshua White, correct? He was here not that long ago. He's at Kibbe Doula. He is in Tanzania right now. I don't know if you've heard the news. He was in a very, very bad motorcycle accident yesterday morning. Very bad. He was airlifted to Dar es Salaam. He and another staff member collided, two motorcycles. His helmet split and then melted as the two motorcycles burned. But he did not get burned, but he has at least 3 compound fractures in his left leg, lacerations to his face. The other person also had many lacerations to his face. He was able to be treated at a local hospital, as far as I know. It's nighttime there right now, so I only received updates this morning. There is a fundraiser that is going on. They're expecting medical costs to be over $28,000. What? I'm sorry, $280,000. What did I say? I'm sorry, whatever they said. $280,000 is the current amount that they're trying to fundraise. I've heard that over $50,000 has already been donated. Sorry, that's a bit of a side note, but we covered your prayers. God is able. God is able to heal that leg. They didn't have the bleeding under control as of the report that was first given. But hopefully things are going better now, as he was sent to Dar es Salaam, which is the largest city there. So, and to me, that is another evidence that we're on the right track, though. Joshua White is there at Kibbe Doula helping us to truly move all of our schools into the direction of true education. It's very challenging to step outside of what the world is doing and to do everything the way God wants us to do. And Joshua White had come to Kibbe Doula previously, and we started making some steps in the right direction. We implemented a few things because our teachers are all Tanzanian currently, and they're so entrenched in the worldly way of educating that we've had to make a few steps slowly, but we're moving forward. But right before we started making those steps, we were at what rankings, Doug, in the region? We were the 179th place for our region, our primary school, the Iva Werner Primary School. After 1 year of implementing and making these steps, we are now number 2 in the region. To God be the glory indeed. As we step out in faith, even when it isn't the way the world does it, and they were so concerned, many of the teachers, oh, this isn't the way that the government schools do these things. We're like, but the headmaster, he was just determined. He says, if God says to do it, we'll do it, and he will bring the blessing. And they've gone from way low to number 2 in the entire region. It was so impressive that the government came out and did a special appreciation presentation to encourage them to continue to move forward. And now, Joshua White had come, he's been there for several months, to continue to urge the teachers to continue to move forward. They've built a vocational school for the primary school there. And they now have at least one full class period where all the students and the staff go outside and they work in agriculture together, actually using the different things they've learned in the classroom, such as mathematics and science and all these other things, putting them into practical use, putting them into work. And it is such a blessing. It is bonding our students, our staff together, and God is being glorified, and it's just a blessing for everyone. So as we step out in faith to do this, Joshua was hoping that the Iva Werner Primary School, which is a day school, it's not a boarding school, sort of like your school here, that it could become a model and encouragement to the whole world, because we want to go all the way with true education. And Satan is not pleased with that. And that, I believe, is why this accident has happened. So I'm asking for your prayers for both Joshua White and also Pascal, who is one of our ag school leaders who was in this bad accident. So please let us be praying for them, that God will put his healing hand upon them and bring good out of this. We know that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord, to those who are called according to his purpose. And I want to encourage you to keep stepping forward. No matter the trials, the challenges, God has a plan. Africa is enormous. If you look at the size of Africa, you could put all of these countries in it and still have many, many square miles left over. And we are just below Kenya on the east side of Africa is where we are located, and just about in the center of Tanzania. We have 3 schools. We have an evangelism training school. At this school, we have students come from all over Tanzania. We've actually even had some come from Kenya. And they come there to learn health evangelism, and then they learn how to share the love of Jesus through many different avenues. We no longer call it medical missionary training. The World Church is getting away from that term, so we're now calling it health evangelism, which encapsulates the true meaning a little bit better as well. Because we're not all doctors, we're not all nurses, but we can all be health evangelists. We can all learn principles to be healthy ourselves and to help other people. And as we help people physically, people's hearts are opened up for us to help them spiritually. Tomorrow, we will tell you some miracle stories about how God is actually doing just that. We have 2 sessions at our evangelism school. In the past, we would have as few as 6 to 11 students, but now we are beyond capacity, and we're actually having to turn students away. God is really blessing. As things are heating up in this world, we see that God is calling people to be trained to be missionaries, even those within their own countries. And that's the best kind, because they know the language, they know the culture, they can reach people at a different level than those from outside can. And at our school, half the day is in the classroom. The other half of the day, it's out working. We're practicing true education everywhere we are. And our students leave with nothing but praises. Our agriculture school is a 2-year program. It's been sponsored by Reach Switzerland. Up to this point, it's been sponsored 100% by Reach Switzerland. But we have really struggled. And our struggle has been that so many young people want to come to this opportunity of education, and we haven't had enough room or funds to bring them all. So each year, we tried to stretch the budget just a little bit further and a little bit further. And so we've actually added more students than we were funded for, and God has blessed. But now things are getting a little bit more tight, and Reach has actually reduced their funding. But we're praying that God will continue to bless and we can continue to move forward with this. This project is for young people who did not pass seventh grade. If they don't pass seventh grade, they cannot go on to higher education. And those students qualified to come to our agriculture program, where they not only learn things such as farming and carpentry and masonry and other skills for the boys, but also sewing for the girls, but a lot of other things. But we also teach them English and we teach them Bible. And currently we have over 90% of the students being baptized, accepting Jesus Christ before they leave the program. And these were high-risk young people. This is a picture of this year's first-year students. And as this is a picture of the baptism. We just had four more students baptized just in March. This is our Iva Warner Primary School, as I already mentioned. We teach all of the classes in English, except the Swahili class, of course. That one we need to still speak Swahili. Unlike the government schools teach all the lower levels in Swahili. But as soon as they graduate and go into higher education, all the classes are taught in English. Well, that puts these students at a huge disadvantage. So at our school, we teach in English. We also include Bible classes. Our students also go out and they do projects in the community. And that also goes for the evangelism school and the agriculture school. We're using all of these schools as an opportunity of outreach as well. Here, our students are out helping to clear an area. While Joshua White was there, as we just added a vast amount of additional agricultural land so we could continue to implement the true education, the agriculture, and all these things that Joshua White has helped us to learn. This was a picture that was taken actually after we left in March of them building the vocational building. And this is our primary students also getting out and helping and learning this as well. They're really enjoying learning about building practical, real things. The students love to volunteer to help mix cement and lay the bricks. They are really getting a true education. And most of all, they're learning about Jesus. Currently, Kibbe Doula is a self-supporting ministry, members of OCI and ASI. We are donation dependent at this point, but we have planted over 80 acres of avocados, and we're hoping within the next few years we will have enough production that will no longer be dependent on donations, but we will have enough funds to support all of our ministries, which include the three schools, lay evangelism, aviation program, health evangelism, our wellness center, and many other projects, and we'll be talking a lot more about that tomorrow. But the Lord has blessed very much as we have continued to seek to do His will. So far, our avocado project has been very profitable. We've been blessed to have donors help us put in irrigation and give us equipment to continue to plant. These are our newly planted 80 acres of avocados. Right now, how many of you like avocados? We have the best avocados in the world. Karibu wote Kibbe Doula. You're all welcome to come and visit us at Kibbe Doula. We will probably put you to work, not necessarily. You can just come and visit. I just want to encourage you. God is doing things all over the world. God is interested in true education. He wants us to learn to think and to serve Him. As we think, as we open up our minds, God says, come now, let us reason together. And that's what these young people are being taught to do, is to use their minds, to think, not just to be following in the footsteps of others, but to open up their horizons and to follow God with all their heart. I was so encouraged by the message that we received from our young graduate. You know, we're to take this light. We are to partake of it and let it fill us up, and it is to flow out of us to all those around us. And that is what each one of us should be doing. I want to encourage you to pray for our young graduate, to pray for our students here, pray for our students throughout the world in our education systems. God is making a difference. And when we pray, It opens up the doors that the Lord wants us to go through. I invite you again to come tomorrow to the full presentation, and I do ask you please to be praying for Joshua White and Pascal as they recover from their injuries. Thank you for your time. Dana, tonight we want to first of all give you your diploma because you have finished all your work at school, and congratulations. And then we want to give you a Bible to help you to remember that God is in control and He's the one that you want to follow. And use that as your guide for the rest of your life.
Well, Dana, you recognize that Bible, don't you? That's the Bible we have been using at the school. I'm going to have to kind of look in both directions here. So, yes, that Bible, we have been reading that Bible all through the year or years. And I'm not going to say much, but I want to say this. This message you just heard from Kibidula was a message about service. And I know that you, in the past, and I was blessed to be able to baptize you, and because of that, you are precious to me, and you're precious to many here. You know, the fact that I think you pointed out some time ago that you would love to be in some kind of mission service. And so I'm going to be praying about that. And also, right now, in fact, I will have a prayer for you, a prayer of dedication that God will lead in your life. Dear loving Heavenly Father, we all come short of your glory, but we are so thankful for your glory. And that glory is found displayed to us in Jesus Christ and His life of teaching and service and sacrifice. I'm so thankful, Father, for the spirit that was in him. He showed us how to live. And I pray, Father, as you direct Dana's life, as she attempts to live by the words that she shared here earlier, I just pray that your spirit will fill her, that you will lead her, that you will help her as she makes decisions from day to day, week to week, year by year. Help her to make decisions that are courageous, decisions that will lead both her and others closer to you. And I pray that as she has her path staked out by you, that she will follow that path and that she will live a life of unselfish service, that she will be preparing herself as well as others for heaven. And that, Father, more than anything, I just pray that in her life you will see the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, long-suffering, gentleness. Oh, Father, I just pray that you will guide her. Be with her, protect her and her family, her precious family. I just pray that you will guide in everything that happens, that they will be a blessing to everyone around them, and bless her family. We thank you, Father, that she has now come to this point, and I pray as she makes educational choices forward, that also will be something that will bless her, that she will go into the area of education and service that will fit her best and help prepare others for your kingdom. We thank you and we come in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's bow our heads and close this with benediction.
Father, thank you for being with us, for the angels being here, the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I want to thank you for how you've blessed the school, Dana and her classmates, and all of everyone that has been involved in the school this past year. We thank you. We pray that you would continue to be with us now as we approach the hours of the Sabbath. In Jesus' name, amen.